The kernel, the source of the shiur that I'm going to speak this morning was the sermon that I said on Shabbat HaGadol here in Shul. There was an idea that I had, that was my parsha. And while I was standing up there saying, the parsha occurred to me, hey, this could be a real shiur. The truth is, it could have been a real Shabbos HaGadol parsha. It was a Shabbos HaGadol sermon. A Shabbos HaGadol parsha is something that you say in the afternoon, and my minhag always was, as was the minhag of Chabonim, I put on a talus and say the Shabbos HaGadol parsha with a talus on. This was a sermon, and the sermon is now expanded into shiur. I can tell you the broad outline in one sentence. I'm going to paint two pictures. I'm going to use powerful brush strokes, sharp colors. Two pictures. The two pictures are going to be absolutely diametrically opposed one to another. Two completely different pictures. The problem is, they're going to be pictures of the same person. And ultimately, the end of the shiur has to be, how do I reconcile these two completely different pictures? Is it the same person? It is the same person. So what happened to him? How did he change from picture one to picture two? The person that I'm going to talk about is Eliyahu HaNavi. There are two completely different Eliyahu HaNavis, it seems. And we have to reconcile it. There's the Eliyahu HaNavi of Tanakh. And there is the Eliyahu HaNavi whom we recognize and whom we know and for whom we wait. Now I also have, call it mazel. You think I didn't find something in Parashat HaShavua that relates to Eliyahu? You think it's just going to be a Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmolot? It's in the parasha. I'll show you everything. Let's go. Sefer Melachim. Vayas Achav et Asherah. There was a king of Israel called Achav. He made the Asherah. That was an idolatrous tree. Vayosef Achav lasos lahachit et Hashem l'gei Yisrael. He did all sorts of things to anger the God of Israel. Mikol Malchei Yisrael Asher v'yulafanon, from all the kings of Israel that preceded him. Achav was a big Rasha. B'yomov, and in his days, Bono Chiel Beit Ha'eli et Yericho. A fellow Yechiel from Beit El built or rebuilt the city of Yericho. Ba'aviram b'choro yisadah, when he made the foundations of the city, his oldest son Aviram died. U'b'sukuv tzeiro hitziv d'latera. And when he put up finally the doors to the city of Yericho, his youngest son died. All of his children died during the process of that construction. Awesome. And the passage says, Kivar Hashem Shed Yibev Yav Yehoshua Ben Nun. That was a fulfillment of the words of God. They said to Yehoshua Ben Nun that nobody should ever rebuild the city of Yericho. And if they rebuild the city of Yericho, with his eldest, he will lay the foundations, and with his youngest, he'll put on its doors. Of course, we're not going to go into studying the psychology of Chiel Beit El. Doesn't he see how the prophecy, the curse of Yeshua is fulfilled. You know, human beings are very fascinating. What do they call it? They call it in psychology, they call it cognitive dissonance. If I don't want to pay attention to something, I just don't pay attention to it. And no, no, no. This one happened to be sick, and this one happened to have this and that. But no, 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 no. No curse. Now he gives us a story of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi enters Tanakh here, chapter 17 in the Melach Malach. Vayomer Eliyahu HaTishbi mitoshevei Gilad. Eliyahu HaTishbi, one of the residents of Gilad, said to Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I swear by God, the God of Israel, Asher amadati lefonav, before whom I stood in Yer Hashonim Ha'ele Tal Umotar Ki in the feet body. He places a curse on the land of Israel of the 10 tribes. There shall be no rain and no dew. He brings down an awesome, fierce, fearful, terrifying curse. And it seems that all of this took place when Eliyahu and Achav met at the Shiva house of Kiel Beit Ha'eli. He is sitting Shiva for his youngest son, and a conversation begins between Achav and Eliyahu. And Achav said, take a look. We're worshipping idols. Where are all of God's curses? Hey, take a look. And that's not, Eliyahu may very well even have, may have been most probably one of the strangest Shiva visits of all. There's something Eliyahu has more to say than Yechiel. You got what you deserved, Yechiel. You built Yericho, that's what was supposed to happen. When he hears from Achav, then take a look. What are you telling me? He was punished because of the curse. We're worshipping idols. So at that moment, Eliyahu places a curse on the land of the 10 tribes of Israel. No rain, no rain, no dew. Finished. That's it. Then that's, as we will see, Eliyahu is a kanoi. He is a zealot to the honor and dignity of God. A kanoi. But there's something more we have to know about Eliyahu. In Parashat Achdeimot, by the way, Hashem Elohim, they wrote, God spoke to Moshe saying, Dabel, and they still speak to the children of Israel, you are Mark Aleim, and you should say to them, I am God your God. Kimasei Eretz Mitzrayim, I see Shaftim Bo Lo Tarsu, you shall not do like that which was done in the land of Egypt. Kimasei Eretz Kinaan, Shemani Meiti Etchem Shama, and like what was done in the land of Canaan, to which I bring you there, Lo Tarsu, you shall not do, Ubechukoteyem, Lo Teilechu, and you shall not go in their statutes and in their laws. You're not permitted to do anything that is borrowed from Avodah Zorah, from idolatry. Et mishpatai tasu, ve'et chukosai tishmeru, you should do my statutes, you should keep my laws, lo lecha behem, to go with them, ani Hashem lekechem. Chok and mishpat, the two pillars of Jewish law, that's what you have to do. U'shmartim et chukotai, ve'et mishpatai asher, yaseh otam ha'adam, V'chai b'hem, ani Hashem. Do my mitzvahs, my chukim and mishpatim, and you shall live through them. The words v'chai b'hem are used in the Gemara in order to tell us an extremely important halacha. The mitzvahs of Torah were given so that one should live through them and not die through them. From here we learn that Pikuach Nefesh is Dovah Kohat Torah. Yom Echal Shabbos, when it's a case of Pikuach Nefesh, you do a lot of Avedas where it's a matter of saving a life. Because for Chayveh, the Ramban goes further. Number three is the Ramban. And in the Ramban, he's in the slide that there are people who do mitzvahs in order to receive the reward. They will be rewarded in this world. There are those who do mitzvahs because they want reward in the world to come. They will have this life and the life to come. But then there's a third category of Jew. There's a third, rare, very rare category, and that's underlined on the left hand side. V'ha'ozim kol inyanei ha'olam hazeh ve'inam mashgichim alav. Those who set aside and simply abandon anything that is involved in this world, they're not concerned, they're not interested in worldly pleasures. They conduct themselves as though they're not people with bodies. All their thoughts and all their deeds, everything is only about God. Kasher Hayah Binyan Be Eliyahu. That's what Eliyahu was. Eliyahu Hanavi had removed himself from all intents and purposes from this world. He was entirely bound up with God. Bidovek Mashon B'Shem HaNichbad. And he clung to that great name, the name of God. The real exception to all rules. Those people, the few that there are like that, and we really know two, Eliyahu, Yichyu La'ad, Begufam U'Benafsham. They live forever, physically and in their souls. Eliyahu takes on, throughout history, he takes on all sorts of personalities. The Gemara is full of Eliyahu Navi appearing at flesh and blood, at some classic moment in time, in order to bring the Hatzol to Klal Yisrael. I saw something yesterday and seen it. There are two people about whom we say after their name, Zohur Latov. Eliyahu Hanavi Zohur Latov. V'gam Charvona Zohur Latov. Charvona is the one who comes in at the crucial moment of Achashverosh and he says, Haman has erected a gallows 50 cubits high on which to hang Mordechai. What a classic moment. What a classic moment. Charvona, you know why it's called Zohar Latov? Because Charvona was Eliyahu. Isn't that right? This Charvona, you understand, comes to make a korban at the right moment. I never saw that before. They're the only ones that are called Zohar Latov. Sometimes you can make a mistake. There are some places where there's in shul, there's a kisei shel Eliyahu, a tier of Eliyahu, and it says Zal after Zion, Lamed. Not Zichrono Levracha, Zohor Latov. He's remembered for good. Right? So the Chayadu and the Ramban goes on to say, כנראה ככתוב באליהו וחייתו אמן וכבולה, אם כבולה מינו, אליהו lives. אליהו lives. אליהו never died. Only one. וכמו שבו במדרושים בחנוך, בחנוך, one of the 10 generations from Adam to Noah, it says, Einenu, he is not, ki locha, kach of oil kid, because God had taken him. Chanoch also was a great tzaddik of that city.
And
Sarah
Bathsheba.
What?
Sarah
Bathsheba. Sarah Bathsheba lived long. Achio Hashimoni lived long. But they did not ascend heavenward with their bodies. The only one was Eliyahu. Almost Eliyahu. There's a big difference between those who spend many generations, like Sarah Bat Asher, and as I say, Achia Shiloni, but not the Eliyahu. We're going to see how pervasive Eliyahu is in our minds and our consciousness. We bump into Eliyahu wherever we go. We bump into Eliyahu. Reserve judgment. Wait until I painted the picture. Number four. Number four is from Sefer Malachim. Eliyahu is upset. Eliyahu flees. Eliyahu is running before Izebel. Izebel, the wife of Ahab, she wants to kill him. And he flees. And he comes to Beersheba. And at Beersheba he eats and he lies down. And then an angel comes and tells him, Kum echol eat, ki rav mucho haderech. Eliyahu wanders, walks, travels for 40 days and 40 nights from that one meal that he had until he arrives at the mountain of God at Sinai, Choreg Sinai. By Yahushua of Mara, and he came there to the cave. What's the cave? You know what the cave is? The cave is the cave that God put Moshe into, and he told him, you want to see me? You will see my back, but you will not see my front. By Yahavar Hashem al-Panavim, God goes before Moshe. And what did God show him? Keshe tefillin hera li'anov. Amzviros. He showed the Keshe tefillin to the humble one Moshe. That same cave where Moshe was zocher to catch a glimpse of God. That's where Eliyahu now is. By Olin Shon. And he stayed overnight there, being made for Hashem in love. And behold, the word of God comes to him by Yomalo. And he said to him, God says to Eliyahu, let's hear this. Listen to this conversation. Marachopo Eliyahu. Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Listen to the response of Eliyahu by Yomalo. And he says, Kano kineiti Hashem lukei tzarkot. I have been exceedingly zealous for Hashem, the God of hosts. The Ozu Brit Chobene Yisrael, the children of Israel, have forsaken your covenant. And Mizbecho Techo Horosu, they have shattered your altars. And the Viecho Horbu Bechorev, they have killed your prophets by the sword. Voivater Anil Vadi Ayalon remain. By the Bachuet Nashila Kasta, and they seek my life to kill me. I don't think there is another passage in all of Tanakh where a Navi speaks out with such vehemence against the Jewish people. Ozbu et bitcho, harsu et mizvachotecha, orgu et nidiyecho. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you know what? You know what we're going to have? What picture we have of Eliyahu in Tanakh?
The picture of Eliyahu in Tanakh is God's angry man. He's done great things with his anger. He brings all of Israel to Mount Carmel and the prophets on Baal, that whole awesome day until all of Israel cries out, Hashem Hu Elohim, Hashem Hu Elohim, God is God, God is God. And he kills the prophets of Baal. But here he speaks about the Jewish people. Kanoti. Vayomer. God said to him, say, Vamanto Bahar Lufne Hashem, go out and stand on the mountain before God. Vinei. You know what happens? You know what he sees? Hinei Hashem, over God is passing. Ruach Gdola Bechozok, Mefarek Harim Mishabir Slim Lufne Hashem. Before God arrives, there is a storm, a powerful storm wind smashing mountains and breaking rocks before God. Lo baruach Hashem. God is not there in that thunderous storm. That's not where God is. And then, b'achar ruach, after the ruach, rash, terrible, terrible noise. Lo baruach Hashem. God is not in all of that noise. V'achar rash eish. And after the terrible noise comes fire. Lo ba'eish Hashem. That's not where God is. Va'achar ba'eish. And after the fire. Kol demoma dako. A still, thin sound. Oh, Vayhi kishmo Eliyahu, and Eliyahu heard that. When he heard the silence, Vayolet Hono Badarto, Vayetse Vayamo Tetacham Ara, Vine Love Kol, Vayomalachal Mahu Eliyahu. He goes out and he covers his face with his cloak and he stands in front of the in front of the cave, and you know what happens? Again, the voice asks him the same question. What are you doing here, Eliyahu? And you know what his answer is? Precisely the same answer he gave before. Kano kineti l'Hashem Elokei tzva'ot, and I have been exceedingly zealous for God. Ki ozu b'rit covenant Yisrael, your children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. Et mizbechot techo horosu, they have shattered your altars. Et nivi echo horgu b'chorav, your prophets they killed by the sword. Vo'yivater ani levadi, I alone remain. Vo'yivachu et nafshi l'kachla, and they want to kill me too. The Medrash elaborates on this, and the Medrash says the following. God says to him, he says they've broken your covenant, they've shattered your covenant. God says to him, I like to use Yiddish, but you know what it means to zitmachen tamavata? You know what that means?
No.
To make, the best translation is to make yourself not knowing big, all right? And the Rishon says to him, what? My covenant? They shattered. Maybe your covenant, but not my covenant. They've shattered your altars. Again? My altars? Not my altars. Maybe your altars. They've killed your prophets. So God says, wait a minute, but you're alive. This is the beginning of the end of Eliyahu's sojourn on earth. Eliyahu is the raging, angry man of God, the zealot of all zealots. There are two opinions in the Midrashim. Are Pinchas and Eliyahu the same? Or are they two separate and distinct people? Of course, if Eliyahu is Pinchas, then we know already. He's already the Kanoi from the end of Parshat Balak and the beginning of Parshat Pinchas. If he is Eliyahu, then he is then he's another. So there are two Kanoim by Kwanzaa. God, according to the Medrash and the Psukim, can't handle Eliyahu's Kanois. God doesn't want somebody who's going to find fault with his people. My covenant, by the way, the Medrash of course says that for that reason, Eliyahu is banished, blessed, condemned, zocher, to be present at every bris. There is a kisei shel Eliyahu, a child, and you know what he has to do. This fellow Eliyahu comes up every night and he gives a list. I imagine the Rosh Hashanah said, "No, Eliyahu, have they broken my covenant?" Yeah, you're right. Gives him a list of all the bris in his van. You've done a lot of traveling today, Eliyahu. You've been all over the world. Understand? Oh, who knows? You may have been someplace during the days of the Iron Curtain, someplace hidden in Russia where a bris takes place. It could have been in a concentration camp where Jews risked their lives for a bris milah. And he keeps recording back every day, every day. Number five is a big message. I only put it here so that I should have it, and only to be able to tell you that what fascinating over here is, the Medrash simply has one idea, and the idea is expressed in the Medrash that Moshe and Eliyahu were similar. There are over 20 similarities between Moshe and Eliyahu. Some of them we just learned in the Pesukim. Moshe lived for 40 days and 40 nights without having eaten. Eliyahu just now lived 40 days and 40 nights without eating. God put Moshe into the cleft of the rock, and now Eliyahu is in the cleft of the rock. Similarity after similarity. Moshe is called Goel HaRishon, the first Redeemer. Eliyahu is going to be the one who will bring the second Redeemer. The two of them are the same. The two of them are the same. But it's awesome. It's awesome. Someday Linnea will find an opportunity to learn this whole marriage. Their lives are just like, just about everything in their lives is similar. Yeah, Moshe is the one who shattered and destroyed the Egel. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel was the one who shatters the Baal up there. Moshe kills those who worship the Egel. Eliyahu kills the 400 prophets of Baal. Goes on and on. But, just let me in on something. There's a certain difference between the two. The Medrash doesn't mention it. I'm saying it. Moshe plays no role whatsoever on the night of Pesach and Har Gada. You know who does play a role? And how he does? Eliyahu HaNavi. We have a cup for Eliyahu HaNavi. We open up the door, by the way, it's a halacha, I'm going to read right away, we're going to read the Aruch HaShulchan, and you open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, and you know what you're supposed to say? Baruch haba! Everybody waits for the moment of Eliyahu. How many millions of Jewish children did their fathers tell them? You see, there's less wine in the glass. Eliyahu. But Abba, if he's going to drink in every house, he's going to be drunk by now. Eliyahu is Baruch haba. And what is it? Let's go to the next page. This last page, you may not be able to see it, but on this last page, at the top of the page where it's stapled, I write Eliyahu 2. Eliyahu 1, we've described until now, is the Eliyahu of Tanakh. The Eliyahu of Tanakh is the Kanoi
the zealot, the angry man. And all of a sudden, look what happens to him. Number six, he's the last person mentioned in all of Tanakh. Nevuah ends at the end of Sefer Malachi. And this is what we read on Shabbos HaGadol. Zichru Toras Moshe, you know what's fascinating? The two of them are transposed, one facing the other. Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im, says, Zichru, remember, Toras Moshe, the Torah of Moshe, my servant, Hashem Tzivitio to over Chodev, that I commanded him in Chodev. That's where Eliyahu came to as well. Al Kol Yisrael Chukim U'Mishpatim. The same Chukim U'Mishpatim that we're talking about in Parashat Achneva. Hinei Anoti Shalveach Lachem. Et Eliyahu HaNavi Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem HaKadol HaNarav. Behold, I send to you Eliyahu before the great and awesome day. Eliyahu is the one who is going to announce the coming of Mashiach. He's going to bring people together, families together, generations together. Lest I come and strike the land with destruction. Since we don't want to end Tanakh, Nevuah, and the Haftorah with something like that, we repeat the pasuk. Now we can describe this new Eliyahu HaNavi. There's a new Eliyahu HaNavi who appears on the scene. Not the same as before. And he serves tremendous functions. That first word over there, number seven. In the brachas that we say after the Haftorah, God grant us joy through Eliyahu the prophet, and the kingdom of the house of David. Let Eliyahu come speedily, and make our hearts glad. Benching every day, Arachamon, who Yishlach Lonu, he shall send to us, may the compassion upon send us, Eliyahu the prophet, may he be remembered for good, Zahur Lato. The angry man, the one who condemns the Jewish people, is one who's going to bring us the Sarov, Tobot Yishuot Benachamot. Good tidings of salvation and consolation. Number nine is the halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, La halacha. The Achash Shosu Arkos Hashlishi Yechi, you drink the third post. Noach in Loma, the minister said, Shvod Chamosha, to lift Torah HaDelet, and to open the door. Today, the Skor Shul El Shiburim, that you should remember that the night of Pesach, the night of watching and guarding. And the sort of this faith that we believe in Pesach and all that it stands for, and Eliyahu, Yavo Mashiach will come, the Yishpok HaMatolah Babli, when he will pour out his wrath upon the Babylonians, the Chorvubet Mikdash, and it really means on all nations, all of them. Ki Kodem Biyav Mashiach, Yavo Eliyahu. And because before the coming of Mashiach, Eliyahu is going to come, can exceed. You put another cup in the middle of the table, the Koranotom, we call it Koso Shel Eliyahu. And then he says, there are also those who stand up from their reclining and they say, Baruch Haba. Come in, we're waiting for you. But I call the chizuk emuna, all this comes to strengthen our faith. Kikach onu mikubalim, because this is what we have received from our rabbis,
שבניסן נגאלו ובניסן ניסן עתידים נגאל. In Nisan, Jews were redeemed, and in Nisan, they are going to be redeemed again. By the way, Nisan does not mean only the 30 days of the month of Nisan. Nisan also means the season of Nisan. The season of Nisan includes the month of Iyar as well. If it includes the month of Iyar, well, it's not too far. One need not be terribly unreligious to say that Hei Iyar, the 5th of Iyar, the establishment of the state, and the 28th of Iyar, on which Yerushalayim again became ours, and all of the victories of the Six-Day War, all fall into the category of V'nisan Atidin L'Yigael. We will be redeemed during the time of Nisan. Listening to the radio now, you know, most of the stuff you hear on the radio is very moving these days. Very, very moving. There's a lot of moving stuff. You know, I come here in the morning if there's an article in the Jerusalem Post. I know to wait for Tuesday morning to find out what's in the Jerusalem Post. I don't want to let you go home without knowing it. There's a great article by Penina Weiss. Penina Weiss is the daughter of Rabbi Stuart Weiss of Ravanana, whose brother Ari was killed in Temet Komat Magen. I remember I was at that Levaya in Ravanana. My heart was breaking. So she describes what it's like to be a sister who has lost a brother. Extremely, extremely moving piece. There are a few other moving pieces, but that's the most important one, three. And then, lately, as usual, I think I'm going to have to tell them about the editorial. It's good, very good again. Very good. Okay. Anyway. So number 10 is, what do we say to Elio? You know what we say to Elio? We pour out our hearts and call upon him. Pour out your wrath against the nations who did not know you, who do not know you, and kingdoms who do not call your name. Because they have consumed Yaakov and they have destroyed his dwelling place. Pour out your anger and let your wrath reach them. Pursue them with anger and destroy them from beneath the heavens of God. Number 12. Mitzoy Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos is the night of Elio Hanavi. Who didn't grow up singing Elio Hanavi? Elio HaTishvi? Elio HaGiladi? God's angry man is the one who we sing about on Mitzoy Shabbos. By the way, why Mitzvah Shabbos? A number of reasons. One of the reasons that's given is Mashiach cannot come on Friday or Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, women, and today it's of course women and men, are too busy preparing for Shabbos. Everything is equal to her. Everything is equal. She makes the chicken, you make the chong. She makes the gefilte fish. You make the salad. Men and women are busy Arab. I do the sponge. Do I do the sponge, Bella? The best that I do is I stay out of the kitchen and out of your way. He doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos.
So when's the first moment he can come again?
Like Tom Shabbos.
So
when Tom Shabbos we see Elio, Elio, we're waiting for him all over again. Elio and Novi.
I'll be quickly through part of this. It's very beautiful. Elio and Novi, Elio and Tishbi, Elio and Gilodi, the Mehido Yavoi Lengel and hurriedly come to us in.
But he has to bring along,
he has to bring Mashiach ben David. Ish asher chai l'shem ha'el, the one who was zealous for the name of God. Ish busar shalom ha'yidei ikutiel, he is the one who brings the message of peace from God. Ish gosh v'yichapeh adonai, so the one who went up to the altar and he brought forgiveness for the Jewish people. Ish dorosh name osar ro enav, a man who saw 12 generations, I'm not precisely sure what it means. Ish hanikro al seyor, he had long hair. The simanav, that was one of the ways to know he had long hair. Ish veizor or ozur b'matnav, the Navi describes him as having a belt of leather around him. Ish zaf alofdei chamanim, the man who was full of anger against those who served his son. Ish chosh v'nishba, the one who hurried and swore. Miyodishmei ma'onim, that there shall not be rain. Ish tal umotar otzar shalom, the man who withheld rain and dew for 3 years. And by the way, it's fascinating how in Tanakh the Rebbeinu shows him, he sends him to the house of a woman who's poor, who has very little to eat, and she and her children are starving from hunger. The Rebbeinu wants him to know that, look, Elio, this is your fault. This is your fault. Ish yotzol umtzol nasho nachat ish kilkluhu horvim. He was... The ravens brought food to him. All right, a few lines further. Ish atidlish talech mishmer avot, the one who is going to be sent eventually. Ish pakid akol b'sarot tovot, the one who is in charge of all good news. Good news comes from Eliyahu. Ish sir neman hashiv leif on b'naros, he is the man who is trusted to bring hearts of fathers and sons together. Ish Karo, the one who called out, Kano Kinei Til Hashem. The same Eliyahu who was the angry man whom God said, I can't handle all of this. Well, this Eliyahu, through history, becomes a completely different one. He's the beloved, he's the compassionate, he's the one who's there at every moment of crisis. Who knows how many things have been done by Elio. Gedolei Yisrael saw Elio, had gilui Elio, they heard Elio. It's unbelievable. Elio permeates Jewish experience. Not the same Elio of Tanakh, not the angry man. The one who brings good news, the one who's concerned, the one who's there to help, the one who's compassionate, the one who suffers with his people. It's a completely different Elio. Let's go on. If Tish be our shnom, if not Tatsin Chenu, Yadoba Torah, Tashmienu mi Tim Tisora Tobu in Mehira, please let us hear good news from his mouth speedily. Totsi Enu, take us out. Me'afema la'ora, from darkness to light. Ashe mi shero apana b'chalom. Fortunate is the one who saw his face in a dream. Ashe mi shero tan lo shalom, me'echazir lo shalom. They were tanoim and oivayim. They were getting a good morning from Elio. Fortunate is the one to whom he says, hello. Hashem Yivarech Adamo Vashalom. God will bless his people. Kakosov, Hinei Anoki Sholei Alechem. There it is, that next to last pasuk in Tanakh. Hinei Anoki Sholei Alechem. Te Liyo Anoki. This name called Yom Hashem HaKadov Anorah. Te Hishiv Leiv Oros Haponim.
late Banavatam. In number 11, we have the Harachamon that is said in Benjin after a Brit Milah. Harachamon, Mishlachon, Koin Tzedek, made the confession that one sent us the righteous priest, Hashem Rekach, Leilon, who was taken into hiding, until the throne, bright as a sun, radiant as a diamond, is prepared for him. By Yolet Pono Badarto, we learned the pasuk that as God is passing by him, the prophet who covered his face with his mantle and wrapped himself in it, when God declared, "Briti haitanito achayim bashon," my covenant is with him of life and peace. Who else was given a covenant of peace? Pinchas. Hinini notein lo et briti shalom. Number 13. Different siddurim have all sorts of different things. There's the standard. I have one where there are three additional standards. And the three additional stanzas begin with the letters Aleph, Mem, Tav, which is truth. And about a young, the woman whose child he brought back to life. She says to him, "Now I know, ki dvar Hashem b'ficha, that the word of God in your mouth is emet, is truth. Kehu podemi kol sar, the God who redeems us from all the oppressors. Kira anucha, we call you min hametzar, from the straits in which we are in. Yodacha lo sitza, your hand is not short, you can do whatever you want. Lo yom v'lo lalo kati, always coming to our aid and assistance. Who do we want? We want Michael, Sar Yisrael, the Prince of Israel, and Yahu, the Gabriel, and Gabriel. Yavou, let them come in and go in with the Redeemer. Kumu, Ramu, Bahatsi, Amayla, arise and sing in the midst of the night. Tnolam, Shavuatov, Ranon, Giganratov, Damashem, Yitinatov, Kalayon, Kalamach. We have two pictures. We have Eliyahu 1 and we have Eliyahu 2. Eliyahu of Tanakh is an angry man, a zealot. Eliyahu 2, the Eliyahu that we know throughout all the generations, is the merciful, the compassionate, the concerned, the one who stands ready at every moment to help Klal Yisrael, and he has. And he has, as Harvona of old, Zahulatov. What happened to Eliyahu between Tanakh and history? What happened? What created the change? What made it different? So I'm going to answer with a question. A question that was asked by Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Mipartijan. The Halev Rav Levi Yitzhak Mipartijan, 18th century. Who doesn't know Rav Levi Yitzhak Mipartijan? He asks the following question. Gemara very often, it says, when a question is left unanswered, the Gemara says, Teku. Teku. Teku means, we don't have an answer. But we have been taught since childhood that the word teku stands for tishdi yitareis pushot v'abayot. The tishdi Eliyahu is going to come one day and he is going to give the answers. There are even a number of places in the Gemara where the Gemara says about something we don't know who it belongs to. Yehi munach. Leave it until yavoh Eliyahu, until Eliyahu comes. So Rav Levi Yitzhak Mipartijan asked an awesome question. When this great period of Jewish history is going to come, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be alive. Why do we go ask Eliyahu? Let Moshe Rabbeinu answer. What are we asking him for? יהי אמון אחת שאיוב אומר של הרי.
ובסוף השלום הטח כאן, in the name of one speaker says, אוי, how happy Rabbi Levi is on the Vadijit would have been if he would have known that precisely the same question was asked 200 years earlier by Rabbi Moshe Mitrani. Rabbi Moshe Mitrani was a member of the Beit Din in Tzfat of Rabbi Yosef Karo, and he wrote a sefer, awesome sefer, called Beit Elokim, on Jewish thought, and it's the same question, and they both give the same answer. And the answer becomes very, very important, and of course, we'll see how he became Habon and Smeper of Yisofa, Shlomo Tarchta Hashem in Kom Damo, nearly toward the end of the war, the Germans got him down and killed him in Budapest. He says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was dead all of these years, while Eliyahu was alive. You ask a shayla, you have to ask a shayla to somebody who's alive and is involved, and he knows all that has transpired. He's with it, he's in things, he understands the needs, the hopes, the aspirations, the feelings of a people. Moshe Rabbeinu was not alive during all of these years. Eliyahu was. Two people are Rishon, the Mabit, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. The Baalei Mabon Simecha was a Talmud and a Chassid of the Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Aluza. The Minchas Aluza was anti-Zionist in every fiber of his being. And Yisrael Hashan the Tartel's writing in 1943, Budapest, and he says, would my great Rebbe be alive today? All of his shittas would no longer be relevant. Different world we're living in. This is not the world that he knew. We have to get out of here if we can only make our way out alive. Everything changed. All the hashkafas of yesteryear are no longer relevant. When we're talking about hashkafas in the real living world, the Rebbe, the Munkacher Rebbe, is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came out passing. You know who can pass him? Eliyahu Hanavi. Because he knows. He knows exactly what's happening. The night of the Seder. Who is the personality that emerges in the Haggadah? Eliyahu Hanavi. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who explains to us what the night of the Seder is all about. Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who tells us, and I've been saying it for years now, that the night of the Seder is not merely about what happened yesteryear. It's not once upon a time. It's not some kind of a divine fairy tale. The mitzvah of Sikri Yitzchias Mitzrayim has to be brought down to the year 5772. B'chol dor v'dor, d'malenu l'chalateinu, v'akodish baruch hu matzileinu miyadav. Who is the one that can bring it into the present moment in history? Eliyahu Hanavi can bring it to the present moment, because he's here. But it's much more than that. There's a process that Eliyahu Hanavi has gone through, and I think that's exactly why the Rebbeinu Chaim, and by the way, the Chabad says it, we saw it before, and the others, Eliyahu is Chai V'Kayom. He's alive. Do you know what Eliyahu Hanavi has seen before his very eyes? The awesome drama of Jewish history.
He has watched through the generations. He has seen Kiddush Shemayim. He saw Jews being burned at the stake. He saw Jews going into the guest chamber singing Amimamin. He saw Jews giving their lives despite all their suffering. They remained faithful. Oh, does he learn a lesson from history? And you know what happens to him? What happens to him, you know, is he becomes an Ohev Yisrael, a lover of every Jew, of such awesome proportions. He's been by every bris, and as I mentioned earlier, he must have been by all sorts of bris throughout history that were taking place on the cover of darkness someplace in a cave or in a bunker. He saw what he didn't see by any other people on the face of this earth. We define everything. And we're still alive. It's awesome. Not only we're still alive, we've become more powerful now than we ever were in history. But I say a few weeks ago, 65 years ago, we were begging the Allies to bomb the rail lines to Auschwitz. Now the whole world is trembling. What is the Israeli Air Force going to do in Iran? Do you know what an awesome change has taken place? Anybody who can't thank the Rebbein Shalom, the Hallel Shevach for Hodoyah, for the awesome beauty and strength of the Jewish people today, is unaware of history. And he don't know history. I'm going to see these. I don't know my boys in our house. They didn't walk around with their noses in the ground. You understand, on Thursday, waiting until the day is over. Anybody wants to can come out and see my car on the side over there. About 5 minutes after Shabbos was over, it seems that my first flag went down. And my car was dirty, and in the dirt it says, Shavarnu Lachem Et Hadegel. We broke your flag. It's all right. We've always, my wife and I, every morning, by the dawn's early light, what a proudly we hail. When we get up in the morning and we see the flag there on the car, the flag survived another day. You know, the stars and stripes survived longer than the flag of Israel on my car. But there's another one there, and there are more ready in the car if that goes on. Eliyahu Hanavi has seen something that every one of us has to see. We're an awesome people. We're an awesome people. God has blessed us. God has given us Eretz Yisrael. He's given us an army that's powerful. Nobody has the right to tell God how to do it, and when to do it, and who should do it. He makes those decisions in history. The Pesach in history is God, and nobody else. And this is what he did, and this is what he gave us. So we have to have our Hakaras, our Tov. So about 23,000 who gave their lives for this country. And what if I know, how many times have I told you I learned here in 1955 and in 1956? A poor, weak, poverty-stricken, penurious oil on Hashaira. There's no oil whatsoever. Look what you have over here today in this state. That we shouldn't have Hakaras HaTov. We shouldn't recognize God's greatness and God's goodness. What are you talking about? One of the nicest, ugliest things I've ever said, or ugliest, nicest, I don't know whichever you want to say. In Hallel, we keep moving from pain to joy. In Hallel with a bracha, or without a bracha, you keep moving from one to the other. There are moments of pain,
in a neitzah korosi ko noni irevei shalei koati. And then even when we come to the great statement Zahayon, this is the day of Hashem that God has wrought Nogilo and this Mechabon let us be full of joy and happiness on this day. Immediately afterwards, we say, Oh no, Hashem, no. Please, God save us. We move, the mood swings so dramatically. You know why? Because that's the Jewish condition. At the very same moment that we have so much to thank God for, there is a threat. There's an awesome, terrifying threat. I met a bunch of young men in Aranof last Friday. You know, we get into these discussions. Not me, I never start anything. I think they always start with me. So, I ask these fine younger, like, did you once pray yet that the nation should destroy Ahmadinejad? Once! Did you think about one stop? Five of them stood there shamefaced and said, No, I told you, you better start doing that every day. And I'll tell you something else. When I say Birkas HaShachar, Birkas HaShachar, when Zokeif Kifufim, it's not only me, Klal Yisrael standing up strong. Pokeach Ivnim, to open up eyes that are blind. Ozer Yisrael v'gvurot, to give Israel strength. Who's it talking about? Who does God mean? What's he talking about? People who say these brothers, their whole lifetime, and they're suffering over what I'm talking about. Ozer Yisrael v'tifadah, to cloak Israel with glory. That's us today. Yes, b'tifadah Yisrael, tzvahadah now Yisrael. And what do you have in mind when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Hagomel Chasadim Tovim L'Abraham Yisrael? It's you, the God who gives great gifts and beautiful blessings to His people Israel. That's what we have to do. We should thank the Rebbeinu every day that we find ourselves in the historic times in which we live. Eliyahu HaNavi saw it. Eliyahu HaNavi watched it for over 2,000 years. He's been following everything because he's alive. He has developed a love, a passionate kamolus on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's why Eliyahu 2 is different than Eliyahu 1. Anybody who knows Jewish history, and I keep saying that we have to teach our children the history of the last 70 years. The last 70 years are the most awesome period in the history of any people on the face of this earth. No other people ever had anything of the sort. Our children have to know it, and they have to learn something from it. And I think the job is ours. I'm not so sure that the schools that they attend are going to give them that lesson. We saw it all. We saw it all. I'm very happy to be in our age group. We saw it all. We understood it all. Some more, some less. Awesome period of history. So then the ugly, beautiful thing I once said, and with that I'm going to close. If you can't say in the fullness of your neshama, Zehayom, this is the day that God made, Nogila v'nishtokoto, you know what? Don't bother saying, Oh no, Hashem, oh she, oh no. God, please help us. He doesn't want to hear from you. You know who God wants to hear from? Somebody can say, Zehayom, Os Hashem, Nogila v'nishtokoto, what you did for us. What we are the beneficiaries of. If you can say that, then the Rebbeinu can listen when you say, On Hashem HaYishiyona, On Hashem HaTzlichona. I think we have to learn from Eliyahu too. The transformation of Eliyahu HaNavi is the result of looking clearly at Jewish history, most awesome history of any people on the face of this earth. Chag Sameach. And listen, tomorrow is Yom HaZikaron. It's a very, very important day. And you know what I don't like? I'm going to add one more thing. When they tell their students, if you're outside, you should feel for other people, so you should stand. What do you feel for other people? Feel for yourself. You don't have to ask all the 23,000 people who died. No, you have to be out in the street. You've got to be nice. Shouldn't get to Hashem. What are you talking about? Be part of Jewish history. Live it. Feel it. Chag Sameach.